Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Election for Lok Sabha Speaker to be held tomorrow. Om Birla of NDA and K. Suresh of India Bloc in the fray for the post. Oath-taking process of newly elected lower house members completed. Delhi High Court stays trial court order granting bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in alleged money laundering case. Uttar Pradesh Cabinet approves ordinance to curb exam paper leaks with stringent punishment including life imprisonment and 1 crore rupee fine. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall along west coast and over northeast India during the next 5 days. And U.S. Open badminton tournament kicks off in Texas today. The speaker for the 18th Lok Sabha will be chosen tomorrow. Senior BJP MP Om Birla, who was also the speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is the NDA nominee for the post this time as well. On the other hand, the opposition India Bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the Speaker's post for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Despite hectic parleys, the government and the opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Lok Sabha Speaker should be elected unanimously and unopposed. He appealed to the opposition bloc to reconsider their decision.
कांग्रेस पार्टी ने अगर स्पीकर पद को चुनौती देने के लिए नामांकन पत्र बढ़ाया है तो ये अफसोस की बात है क्योंकि आज तक स्पीकर पद को लेकर के चुनाव नहीं हुआ है जब बात किया कांग्रेस के नेता आए थे माननीय राजनाथ सिंह जी माननीय गृहमंत्री अमित शाह जी और एनडीए के सारे लीडर्स हम लोग सब थे वहां कांग्रेस के नेता ने कंडीशन लगाया कि आप डिप्टी स्पीकर पोस्ट दें तब हम स्पीकर को समर्थन करेंगे तो ये आदान प्रदान करके ये पद ये पार्टी ले लो वो पद ये पार्टी ऐसा स्पीकर और डिप्टी स्पीकर को नहीं कर सकते
On his nomination for the post of Lok Sabha Speaker, Congress MP K. Suresh said there is a convention in the Lok Sabha that the Speaker will be from the ruling party and the Deputy Speaker will be from the opposition.
There is a convention in Lok Sabha, so Speaker will be in the ruling party, opposition will be the Deputy Speaker. Last two Lok Sabha, they denied us because they said you are not a recognized opposition. Now we are a recognized opposition. Deputy Speaker is right for us, but they are not ready to give us.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
As per the Article 93 of the Constitution, the Speaker of the Lok Sabha is elected on simple majority. It means that a candidate who receives more than half the votes from the members present in the House will be elected as the Speaker. Although the ruling NDA has numbers in its favor, it is likely that Om Birla will get a second term this time as well. However, the resurgent opposition is trying to put up a fight by fielding their nominee. Om Birla, who was also the Speaker in the last Lok Sabha, is representing Kota Bundi Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan for the third term. On the other hand, 8-time Congress MP and opposition candidate K. Suresh is currently representing Mavilikara Lok Sabha seat of Kerala. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The oath-taking process by the newly elected MPs in the 18th Lok Sabha was completed today. Barring 5 MPs, all MPs took oath in the last 2 days of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha. The oath-taking ceremony started yesterday with the oath-taking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the House in the Lok Sabha. Today, on the second day, prominent MPs including Om Birla, Rahul Gandhi, Akhilesh Yadav, Abhishek Banerjee, Supriya Sule, Hema Malini, Yusuf Pathan, among others, took oath. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on Thursday. As the 18th Lok Sabha begins, the House of the People stands out not only for its representation of the country's diversity, but also for the significant presence of women. Our correspondent has more.
The current representation of 74 women in the 18th Lok Sabha is set to play a key role in providing additional perspective to India's legislation story. The single largest party, BJP, has 30 women representatives, while Congress has 14. The TMC has 11 women representatives, Samajwadi Party has 4, DMK has 3, and both the JDU and LJPR have 2 women representatives each. Prominent figures from the ruling alliance, led by the BJP, include Annapurna Devi, Anupriya Patel, actress and politician Hema Malini, Bansuri Swaraj, and actress Kangana Ranaut. Key women representatives from the opposition include Mahua Moitra of the TMC, Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Supriya Sule of NCP Sharad Pawar, Kani Mori of DMK, Jyotimani of Congress, and Nisha Bharti of RJD. Their experiences and perspectives are expected to enrich parliamentary debates and contribute towards progressive policy-making for a better India. With Durgesh, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The UP cabinet has passed the Uttar Pradesh Public Examination Ordinance 2024 today to curb paper leaks. Under this ordinance, stringent provisions have been made for punishment against violators, which include punishment from 2 years to life imprisonment and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees. The cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also passed 42 other proposals. Our correspondent reports that the proposal of not getting anticipatory bail in cases of women, children and gangsters has also been approved. Another accused in the NEET 2024 exam scam has been arrested by Latur police. The name of the accused is Sanjay Jadhav. 2 out of 4 accused have been arrested so far. A case has been registered against a total of 4 people in the Shivaji Nagar police station at Latur. The exam admit cards of 12 students who appeared in the NEET exam have been found in the mobile phones of the accused. On the recent steps taken by the central government in connection with NEET UG examination, Professor and Head of Department Pediatric at Safdarjung Hospital, New Delhi, Dr. Harish Sellani, appreciated the proactive steps taken by the government to ensure transparency in various competitive exams.
Ministry of Education has constituted a high-level committee of experts under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan to ensure transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations. The committee will make recommendations on reforms in mechanism of examination process, improvement in data security protocols and structure and functioning of National Testing Agency. Professional bodies have welcomed these steps taken by the government.
Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today expressed confidence that India's nuclear power generation capacity will increase by around 70% in the next 5 years. He said this while convening a high-level meeting to review the 100 Days Action Plan of the Department of Atomic Energy in New Delhi. Dr. Singh highlighted India's progress in nuclear energy and renewable energy in the energy landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met former Vice President Venkaiah Naidu in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reminisced the opportunity to work with Mr. Naidu for decades and admired his wisdom and passion for India's progress. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy, Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh Vishnu Dev Sai and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand Pushkar Singh Dhami also met the Prime Minister in New Delhi. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry is rolling out Safai Up Now Bimari Bhagao initiative under Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0 from the 1st of July to the 31st of August. This initiative seeks to enhance the preparedness of urban local bodies to handle the challenges posed by heavy rainfall and heightened health risks during the months of June to August. It aligns with the Health Ministry's Stop Diarrhea campaign. The Safai Up Now Bimari Bhagao initiative calls for comprehensive interventions focusing on cleanliness, advocacy and interdepartmental convergence to be implemented by all urban local bodies. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail as the Delhi High Court today stayed the trial court order granting him bail in an alleged money laundering case. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain pronounced its verdict on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate seeking a stay on the trial court order granting bail to Kejriwal. The High Court agreed with the ED's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. Earlier, the Supreme Court yesterday adjourned Kejriwal's petition challenging the High Court order of staying the trial court's order and posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. The Bombay High Court has ordered the release of a juvenile accused in the Pune Porsche crash case. Terming the orders as illegal and without jurisdiction, a division bench of Justice Bharati Dangre and Justice Manjusha Deshpande has directed that the juvenile be placed in the custody of his paternal aunt and must continue to undergo counselling sessions with the psychologist. New ambassador of China, Shu Peihong, called on External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed the India-China bilateral relationship and common interest in its stabilization and progress. Dr. Jaishankar wished the Chinese ambassador a successful tenure. India's equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty ended positive after hitting record highs today. A report from the business desk.
The 30 stock index Sensex rose 712 points to close at 78,054, Nifty gained 183 points to settle at 23,721. In the forex market today, the Indian rupee closed at 83.43 rupees against the US dollar. In the multi-commodity exchange, gold for August contract was trading at 71,708 rupees per 10 grams, silver for July contract was trading at 88,815 per kilogram when reports last came in. Rajesh Lake for Akashwani News.
Extremely heavy rainfall is likely over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall along the west coast and over northeast India during the next 4 to 5 days. IMD further added conditions are favourable for further advance of the southwest monsoon into remaining parts of north, west, central, east and some parts of northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the national capital is likely to witness light rain and thunderstorm for the next 5 to 6 days. The IMD has also forecast heat wave conditions to continue over pockets of Punjab, Haryana, West Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and West Rajasthan for today. On the sports, the BWF US Open begins in Fort Worth Convention Center, Texas this evening. The tournament will see a watered-down field because the top players from across the globe opted to focus on the Paris Olympics. Leading the Indian charge will be Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand. The women's doubles duo will enter the competition as second seeds and are strong contenders for the title. On the other hand, Krishna Prasad, Garaga and Sai Pratik are the only Indians in the men's doubles category. The Equestrian Federation of India, EFI, has selected Anush Agarwala to represent the country in the dressage event at the upcoming Paris Olympics. EFI selected him over Shruti Vora based on a thorough assessment of their recent performances, where Anush demonstrated a superior average. It will be India's first ever entry at the dressage event at the Olympics, as largely riders in past editions competed in eventing categories only. Agarwala has been consistent since the qualification period began last year and achieved minimum eligibility requirement 4 times, while veteran Shruti Vora earns the required 2 MERs this month. Anush emerged winner with an average score of 67.695% against Shruti's 67.163%. Eagle Air Force today conducted a capstone seminar marking the culmination of the No. 3 Warfare and Aerospace Strategy Program, WASP, at the Air Force Auditorium in New Delhi. The seminar with the theme, India's Strategic Culture and Imperative for Contemporary National Security, was conducted under the aegis of the College of Air Warfare and Center for Air Power Studies. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election for Lok Sabha Speaker to be held tomorrow, Om Birla of NDA and K. Suresh of India Bloc in the fray for the post. Oath-taking process of newly elected lower house members completed. Delhi High Court stays a trial court order granting bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in an alleged money laundering case. Uttar Pradesh Cabinet approves ordinance to curb exam paper leaks with stringent punishment including life imprisonment and 1 crore rupee fine. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall along West Coast and over Northeast India during the next 5 days, and US Open Badminton Tournament kicks off in Texas today. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.